few years ago, I escaped a long-term abusive relationship. If you look at the abuse wheel, it kind of hit every one of them. I escaped a long-term domestic violence situation with my children, and since we escaped, we have been going through post-separation and legal abuse at the hands of my ex-partner. So the process was, I escape, and they called that sort of ground zero day. It's the day that I walked into a police station and made a disclosure that I was going through domestic violence. My ex-partner was actually arrested within 24 hours for the things they'd actually done. So there was a very strange sort of 48-hour holding period where he was held in custody, where he was tried, and subsequently he was released and he was bailed, with the conditions that he wasn't to come near me or the children or the house. There's a couple of things that happened. There was a very lengthy police process. It ended up with the charges being no further action. They didn't actually take any action on him, but it was a very close thing. Despite me having mountains of evidence, they still felt they couldn't press charges, that it wouldn't be successful throughout that process. Felt like a very sort of tense 18 months to 2 years, because I almost felt like I was on trial, that I'd done something wrong. So my ex-husband was sort of flying around and trying to undo everything and causing a lot of issues. And it did feel a lot like nobody was really listening. We had protective orders to start with, but once they lapsed, it was very much like the service just stepped back and were like, well, you're on your own. I couldn't get further protective orders, and when it was no further actions, they said that's just nothing else that they can do. I've reported since various incidents of stalking, harassment, threats, but the police, I just never hear back from them anymore. It's almost like they just washed their hands with the whole situation, which is very sad, and it makes me feel very vulnerable, because I've gone through the things that I've gone through, and there's just no protection. There's children custody matters, which I can't talk about because it involves under 18s. But there was also divorce proceedings, naturally. Again, throughout the divorce proceedings, he continued to be vile, abusive, and the courts have actually forced me to have direct contact with him to discuss the divorce, which has just given him access to further tirades of abuse and demands. It's just been an awful process I'm still going through now. I just feel like nobody listens throughout our relationship. He was very aware that I, at the time, identified as bisexual, and he was very aware of that. He tried to capitalise on it by inferring that he'd like threesomes, you know, to get involved like that. But I think he just took that out of context. So he was aware of my identity back then. Shortly before we split up, he was actually arrested. He actually made some direct threats at me, saying that if we ever broke up and he found me with a female partner in the future, then he'd come after me and he'd basically destroy me and my future partners, which none of the services have picked up on just how serious that sort of threat is.